So who would have expected that T.S. Eliot's poetry, The Old Possum's Book of Practical Cats, could strike Broadway gold?
If you offer me a pheasant, I'd rather have grouse.
McCafferty's a mystery cat. He's called the Hidden Paw.
Memory, turn your face to the moonlight.
All right, I know that gives some of you cat scratch fever to hear songs from cats again, but who would have imagined that the poetry of T.S. Eliot would survive on this platform and, in fact, become at one point the longest running Broadway musical? Well, T.S. Eliot strikes again. The Wasteland has an ebook app that shot right to the top of the charts. Patrick Henry Bass, Takeaway contributor and senior editor at Essence Magazine, is here with his thoughts. Patrick, good morning.
I'm waiting for The Bell Jar, the musical. I can't wait for that one.
But seriously, I mean, literature has a real home. I mean, it reminds me a little bit of how iTunes resurrected the classical music market, because it's sort of the long tail effect meeting rich media.
And what we find is that fiction always has a life of its own. Do you remember when they had the Garp t-shirts?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Remember that?
Right.
World Premier Garp? And embarrassed to say, and I'm not embarrassed to say, that just 2 weeks ago I ate a Bubba Gump shrimp. Forrest Gump. Winston Groom, which began as a novel that, you know, turned into the Oscar-winning film with Tom Hanks, Bob Zemeckis directed, and now they're chain restaurants.
Right, and the Forrest Gump movie is sort of the Cats of that literary
exercise. I would say so.
But let's talk a little bit about The Wasteland. Of course, an extraordinary 424-line poem of T.S. Eliot's.
Yes.
What is the nature of this app, and why do you think it's so popular, aside from just the power of the poetry itself?
Well, it's $14. It comes with quite a pedigree. Fiona Shaw, who did interpretation of The Wasteland on Broadway to much acclaim, is a part of this. Also, Sir Alec Guinness, who, you know, is no slouch himself, who also brings a certain level of cult status, you know, through Star Wars, and also just the incredible work that he does. They're participating in this app, and it really, I think, took everyone quite by surprise that it has been able to galvanize, app lovers as much as it has. I think right now someone, as we are talking, is looking for the love song of J. Alfred Prufrock to try to get that into an app.
And really, this takes the pre-existing interest in audiobooks, you know, which are sort of a second dimension for reading on the page, and combines it with rich media. Not only are you getting audio, you're getting video, you're getting the text, you're getting some sort of historical context. I mean, there's a whole range of things that can go in these apps.
And I honestly believe that in terms of the app world, because it's such uncharted territory, that people are sort of getting bored with the app. You know, like everything is becoming an app. There's a recipe app. There's an opera app. And so to take The Wasteland, which is so apropos for our times right now, just, you know, again, what literature does so much is it gives us the language that we need when we can't really sort of see our way through. And to have someone like Fiona Shaw, who also is now a part of True Blood, you know, resurrecting her career and also bringing that cult audience. So it's just a perfect storm in terms of technology and literature and storytelling.
And also users. Users define this.
Yes.
You know, we always forget. Things get so sort of thrown out into the market, and we get all buzzy about things that are coming from the various corporations and content providers. But when the users weigh in, that's really the big story.
Right. Well, users are driving this storyline, which I find fascinating. Apparently, Jack Kerouac, you know,
right.
I don't consider him anywhere near T.S. Eliot in terms of craft and writing, but the narrative that he wrote On the Road, I mean, he is also this sense of disaffection, this sense of isolation, this sense of loneliness, and this sense of yearning is connecting with people. And I think if you smart app designers and smart publishers will find a way to create these apps in a way that doesn't take away from the essential narrative, the essential truth. Now, you have something,
but it adds to it too. I mean, Kerouac's On the Road made it to number 4 on this app list. I mean, is that as mysterious a list as the New York Times bestseller list in terms of figuring out what the numbers are?
I want to start with the Hunger Games theories here.
Yeah.
But you find that when people are smart about ways to reinterpret or reimagine literature, that it's very smart and it works because they understand their audience. I mean, we've had some spectacular disasters when people try to keep characters alive, like the sequel to Gone with the Wind, Scarlet, by Alexandra Ripley, which was a spectacular failure. And what we've known all along, you know, from the beginning of the film is that, you know, smart producers like David O. Selznick always realize that you go to characters that people love and you try to realize them or reimagine them in some type of, you know, incredible creative way.
And maybe less the re and more the imagine. Because
yes,
what
yeah.
Selznick did in Gone with the Wind was sort of create Gone with the Wind world.
Yes,
he created
yeah.
the planet, which
yes.
is exactly what this Wasteland app is
yes,
doing. It
absolutely.
Creates
yes.
Wasteland world.
Yes, I mean, he took cinema to places that it had never been before, you know, in terms of Technicolor, in terms of, you know, just this large-scale epic that had been done, you know, in black and white by directors like D.W. Griffiths. But to take, you know, this gigantic book, which won a Pulitzer Prize, which had captured the imagination of so many readers, and then to add this whole level of hype and hysteria with who would play Scarlett O'Hara.
And in reality, a sense of being in the movie because it was such a spectacle. I mean, you know, in some ways, Kerouac's On the Road it makes perfect sense because it's such a period piece. It's such a history piece. It really takes you back to the America
and,
of the 50s.
And you also get to travel through the app. And I mean, I find Kerouac, I get it, but I wouldn't say I'm going to rush out to get that app.
But Hogwarts, though.
Uh-huh. Well, Scholastic is going to do anything possible to keep Harry Potter alive, including probably cloning him in the way that, you know, Dolly the Sheep was cloned.
Well, you get these announcements before I do. On Friday, J.K. Rowling officially announced the details of what here?
Well, no, that is, I don't know, because it's not really clear. It's not really clear what she's announced. I mean, that there's the possibility that she is going back into Harry Potter land. I mean,
an interactive website called
right, but,
Pottermore.
But is it right? But is this really hype about the film to come? Because we've heard stories that
right, film is being released.
We've heard
this
stories
summer.
That J.K. Rowling is writing another book, but it is not going to be a Harry Potter book. I just think the demand for more Harry Potter is not going to die down anytime soon.
I mean, Harry Potter games have been pretty successful. Of course, the movies have been spectacularly successful. Do you think this lends itself to an open-ended app kind of experience?
Well I don't know is the real answer. But what we've seen is that, you know, when people love a character like Jack Ryan through Tom Clancy and what he's been able to do with film first with Alec Baldwin and then Harrison Ford,
right.
to have not one but two actors play a role. Tom Clancy has been dabbling in the video game world for years. I want to say at least a decade or two. In fact, you know,
kill them off, these characters. You can't. I mean, Rowling, forget it, man. Arthur Conan Doyle learned that about Sherlock Holmes, right?
But Jacqueline Suzanne's characters from Valley of the Dolls were killed off, you know,
in an awful sequel,
Shadow of the Dolls.
Well, the literature alive and well in the form of apps, talking about the Wasteland and the possibility of a tantalizing new app from J.K. Rowling.
And Bubblegum Shrimp.
Bubblegum Shrimp, that's right. I'll never forget that. Patrick Henry Best, Takeaway contributor and senior editor at Essence Magazine. Essence Music Festival in New Orleans, you're on
right.
your way down.
July 1st through 3rd. Come on down, folks.
All right, lots more books with you. Join our summer book club. We've got the season's top picks from Patrick, from me, from Celeste, from all our producers, and you. Head to our blog at thetakeaway.org. Tweet us what you're reading this summer. Janet in South Florida tweets, a good book I recommend is The Last Place You'd Look by Carol Moore. Tweet us to add the hashtag TakeawayReads. I'm John Hockenberry. Celeste Headley is out for a few more days enjoying the summer. This is The Takeaway.